Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Yesterday, Dan Quinn said Jaden Daniels' sophomore season is over. He's being shut down with 3 games to go. Daniels met with the media today to discuss the decision for the first time. Here's how it sounded.
It was obviously disappointing. You know, I'm a competitor. I want to play, but I wasn't medically cleared to go. And I sat down, talked to DQ and AP, and, you know, made the decision.
How do you feel physically?
I'm getting better. I mean, like I said, I didn't meet the markers to be cleared for contact, cleared for this game. So, now I was just focused on getting healthy and preparing for next year.
What's this season been like for you, just in general?
Frustrating, disappointing, a lot more emotions, but very much probably a lot of adversity that I've dealt with, you know, on the field for the most part, and, you know, just trying to learn and keep moving forward.
What have you learned about yourself during this time because of all that?
Man, I haven't really sat to reflect, but I'll say the main one is it's not easy to rehab and get back out there, especially after something so traumatic like that. So just the perseverance and really just the passion and the want to, you know, to be the best version of myself for my teammates.
Would you have done anything different?
Go ahead, Ben. Sorry.
Sorry, you heard, yeah.
Just saying that, you know, the rehab, how difficult it is. If you could have changed anything through the process, would you?
I mean, yeah, I would be healthy. That would be the main one. But nah, man, you know, I just got to go with the battles. And obviously, it's the story that God had written out for me. So we'll move forward and learn from it.
Dan said that you could have, in theory, gone back into that game. What, but then a couple days later, it felt a little bit different. What felt different for you? What did the re-aggravation mean as far as your, how you felt?
I mean, adrenaline is a hell of a drug. So that's a big one. But things change, you know, once stuff settled down.
It's probably unfamiliar territory for you, practicing with, you know, you're not going to play. But how engaged are you in the game plan and getting Marcus ready to go?
I mean, that's my focus, man. Being the best teammate for Marcus, being the best teammate in the locker room, anything Marcus needs, you know, to be there for him. And just how supportive and how much he's meant to me in my career. It's time to, you know, exchange roles and do that for him.
What do you think you can learn over these next 3 weeks?
Man, I mean, just continue to get better and see the game from a different lens, ask questions, as many questions as I can. Kind of have that time to really sit there and maybe ask DQ about situational football or go talk to the DB coach, Simo, and all those guys to see what they're thinking and how they will call this and, like, what are the rules and principles. So,
good Lord.
That's a lot I can learn.
Have you been surprised by the number of injuries you've had and games you've had to miss this season? That's not something you're used to.
Yeah, I have been surprised. Nobody wants to be injured. You work so hard and put in so much work daily and in the off season to get to this point. So it's very hard for, you know, people to, and frustrating for people to deal with injuries.
Have you already started to think into the off season, like things to do to help you avoid the injuries the next time? Anything like different types of training or anything that you already kind of?
That's a tough question. I can't really avoid the injuries that I've dealt with. Those are just freak accidents. So, just you kind of reevaluate after each season.
Hey, Jaden, this has been tough going through this, but who has been the most instrumental in helping you navigate through this?
My family in general. My mom and my dad, they kind of try to pry things out of me and everything. So they make sure that, like, mentally, that's probably the most important thing for me, especially dealing with something that I haven't dealt with before. So it's new territory for all of us. And, they've just been by my side and really just helped me navigate through things.
What are you doing in practice and over the next couple of weeks? What's your plan in practice to just work on? What is it you want to work on? What will you be doing?
Man, I'll be out there practicing whatever they need me to do. If I got to do scout team, I'll have fun with that and give the best looks. And really just be out here, like I said, be supportive to all my teammates and still be engaged and bring the juice and the energy.
That they were freak injuries in your mind, does that add to the frustration in a way?
Yeah, other than, the one game I missed for a hamstring, my knee and then obviously my elbow, those aren't something that you could really necessarily prepare for. Those are things that, like I said, freak accidents and things like that. So it's for most definitely frustrating and at that time very, like I would say, traumatic and stuff like that, because you never know what you do and you see different things. So I just kind of just move forward and, get ready for next year.
And you play in an era where everybody has an opinion and voices it regularly. Is that difficult to deal with, or are you just getting used to it? Like, how do you manage all that?
Man, we in a time, everybody has an opinion and everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Doesn't necessarily mean that applies to my life or I have to follow it. For me, it's just all that matters is like my inner circle in this building. And people are going to have their opinions, whether you're doing good, whether you're doing bad. You're on the field, you're off the field. So kind of just, move on and kind of brush to the side.
When did you know after Minnesota, like after the adrenaline wore off, that, oh man, this is still a problem?
I woke up the next day. That's kind of when you really, everything settles down. And I just woke up the next day, I did some tests, felt it in different things. And, just kind of just being honest and going forward, because longevity is a big thing. So you want to be smart with these type of things.
How tough was that moment?
Super tough, man. I don't want to miss games at all. I've been frustrated this whole season missing games. I want to be out there to help my teammates as much as possible. So it's just been a frustrating year, disappointing year, but you learn from it and we move forward.
Candid Jaden Daniels with reporters today after he was shut down yesterday by the Commanders. That last 30 seconds or so makes me think, I've been assuming he's kind of pushing back and battling and fighting to not be shut down. It almost sounded like he was on board with it. He's like, I was being honest and I felt something. Now, maybe that was just specific for this week, but he talked about longevity and wanted to think about the big picture. It didn't sound like someone who was like mad. He wasn't coming out to say, I wish they wouldn't have shut me down. Now, I don't know what's to be gained from that, but I kind of get the sense he was on board with this.
Yeah, or that at least it makes sense to him, right? If you're not cleared for this week, and then it's a short week where there's an instant turnaround, where you have to basically make your declaration 2 days later, 3 days later, because you're playing from Saturday to Thursday, then you're kind of at the end. And if you were feeling enough discomfort, it's one of those, I don't love this. I want to play. You heard him say that. But he's also a reasonable human being, and he kind of gets it, I think.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.